Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Hey, welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go. Up first with a little sum. Here he is, our video producer, Eddie.
Hey, Bones. So when we did Spicy Christmas Lunchbox, I had him. So I gave him two $10 scratch-off tickets. But you ended up taking those because he got greedy and went for the luxury prizes. Did you ever scratch those off?
I did.
Okay. Did you win anything?
I did. $100.
What?
I sure did.
That's awesome.
I forgot to tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
It's funny you bring that up. I wrote that as a note. We all did a little gift exchange. We did a gift exchange with a game. Lunchbox from Eddie got lottery tickets. Now, Lunchbox had the option to trade it in for some of my luxury prizes, and he did, and he didn't get luxury.
No, I got crap. I got bath lotion and a tie.
And then he traded that in.
And I got a stupid oven that you put on your counter, but you already have an oven, so it was stupid, so I traded that in. And I got a hot chip. And then you tell me you got $100, so this is just pain to my misery. And
but I didn't choose the 100.
No, you did.
No,
he
you did. And I won $100.
Wow.
I sure did. Off one was a loser and one won $100.
That's
I guess I won 90 if you paid 10 for it.
You won 100.
But
I paid
100
for it.
Yeah.
So that's
I'm
amazing.
Glad you reminded me. Hit
why
for
does $100. The world why does the world hate me?
Huh? It doesn't. They were yours. You made the decision to trade them in.
Yeah, because when you said luxury, I thought, oh my god,
no, but
these
you
are
made
be extravagant.
The decision. You made the decision. And Scuba traded it in for like a $300 gift card.
Yeah, you got like a $300 Amazon gift card.
Thanks
not
for asking.
Me, though.
Yeah,
good.
No problem.
All right, up next, here he is. The world's against him, apparently. Lunchbox, everybody. Good morning, Lunchbox.
I do have some good news. I ran into a listener who works in the news, and I have a good shot at getting on the news, guys. I pitched this news person. I was like, look, I got this great idea about me riding my bike to work to save gas, fight high gas prices. And they were like, that is so awesome. And I was like, so you're going to put me on the news? They're like, we have no control over that. You have to call the newsroom and pitch your idea, and then we get assigned the news stories that they want us to do. So on my play today, call the news. That means they are interested. This person told me I should call the newsroom. Sounds like they're going to put in a good word for me.
So I heard through the grapevine that you already tried to call one of the news stations.
I called one.
But we don't have, which is why he's still saying he's going to do it. We can't air it because they said you can't air our audio.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. But, so I'm going to call.
Did they also say no?
No, they didn't say no. They didn't say no. They just said couldn't air it. So we are moving on to another news station.
A better one, obviously.
A better one. Obviously knows what good news is. And we will talk to them today. And hopefully they're going to bite.
They're not. But how
do you know?
How did that go? Did you record that call?
Yeah.
And then you said what?
I just said, hey, you know, well, at the end, I'm just like, you know, hey, thanks for being on the radio. It's Lunchbox, Bobby Bones Show. And, you know, we're going to go ahead and air this. Like, whoa, wait a minute. What? And then they were just like,
That's your spiel for consent?
Yeah, he always squeezes it in at the end. Like, all right, thanks for being on the radio. It's Lunchbox. Okay, you got to go.
No. That doesn't really count
if you just go, thanks
for being on
the
radio.
No, then we talk about, you know what I mean? But you wait, you get the conversation done, and then you sort of massage them at the end.
You massage them?
Interesting.
Sounds disgusting.
Well, and a lot of the times Scuba does the massaging because he knows better, like, talk. I'm not very professional.
Well, I hope it works out.
So get ready when you hear this next one. Oh, man, I've got a feeling this one's going to bite.
Well, Mike D got on the news. It's pretty cool.
Shut up.
Multiple newses.
We don't care about it.
Shut up. Okay.
Dang. Wow.
We've already talked about Mike on the news. That's enough. It's old. Like, we don't talk about that anymore.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay.
Wish me luck, guys.
Up next.
Wish me luck.
Amy, wish him luck.
Good luck.
She wishes him luck. Here is Amy, everybody. Go ahead.
My kids saw Puss in Boots, and they told me a little review, and my daughter even recorded something like a PSA for parents.
Is that movie a Shrek?
Yeah.
Prequel,
spin-off.
Sequel,
yeah,
spin-off.
It's the cat in the
is
boots.
Is it after Shrek, and is it in the theater, or is it Rent?
It's in theater, and this is like the second one, I think. It's called The Last Wish.
Mm-hmm. And what's the name of the movie?
Puss in Boots.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Puss in Boots.
Okay, it's not Puss.
No.
That's what comes out of like a wolf. Got it. Puss in Boots. Got it. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. So this is something that she's recorded?
Yes.
A PSA from Amy's daughter about the movie. Go ahead.
To any parents who want to take their kids out to see Puss in Boots, it was an okay show for me. But for a little kid, is a great show. Heads up, they do say some cuss word, but they beep it out.
Okay.
Oh, so there is no curse word. There's beeping, though.
Yes.
Okay. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 96%.
Wow.
Yeah, but she's 15, so she says for her, it's okay. But for little kids, great.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. Did Mike like it?
Mike, I don't think Mike watched Puss in Boots, did you? Movie Mike hasn't caught that one yet. Mostly surprising. He's doing adult movies.
He used to go to cartoons a lot.
But only like the ones he liked as a kid.
Adult movies like sounds nerd. Interesting.
Yeah, he watches those.
I don't. Whatever, you know what I mean. Okay, this, by the way, is Colton from Missouri.
This guy can whoop a kangaroo. He also works with Morgan number two. He's got a friend named Lunchbox. That guy is tricky as a fox. This guy had two phones. He also is known as Bobby Jones. But he really is Bobby Bones! Yeah, yeah!
All right. Thank you very much. I got an invitation, and I'm not a very good golfer, but I like to play golf. Only started playing on the last little bit of my life. Never played early. We don't really have golf courses where I grew up. And so I got invited to play in this big tournament called the Pebble Beach Pro-Am in California. And it's on TV. And that is very scary to me. And not only that, they said, hey, you get to pick a caddy. And it should be someone who's very knowledgeable in golf since they can help you. And, you know, la, la, la. So I called the most knowledgeable person I know, Eddie. Eddie's going to be it's going to be a disaster.
Oh, yeah. Has he caddied for you before?
Yeah,
now,
I have.
Right?
Yeah, but
I
it wasn't on TV. And he forgot my clubs. We'd go walking and he wouldn't even have my club.
It was like one time. I was talking
to someone.
He
wouldn't wear the uniform he's supposed to wear. Mm. It was a whole thing.
So this is next level.
Yeah. I'm nervous because it's going to be on TV. Mm-hmm. And I'm also nervous because they said, bring the most knowledgeable person who can help you with your golf game in the middle of the...
And I'm the most knowledgeable?
Well, I just picked Eddie because I don't know anybody knowledgeable.
So I am the most that you know.
So it's going to be us too?
Yeah. But aren't there like, don't you have some artist friends that literally played golf in college?
They're playing.
Yeah, they're playing in the tournament though.
Oh.
Like also Darius, Charles Kelly, Jake Owen, they're all playing in it. Ben Rector, who's not country, but he's a friend of mine too, he's playing in it. Steve Young, Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, there's just a lot of people.
Okay. They're probably busy.
And they've got
professionals. Yeah, and you think they'd have that time to caddy for Bones?
So no. Eddie is going to caddy for
That's
me.
Awesome.
And we're probably going to get kicked off the course.
Maybe. It's going to be awesome,
though,
dude.
That should be the end of the month. I'll let you know when it's on TV. It'll be on Golf Channel. And there's a cut. I probably won't make the cut.
Let me tell you something. We may win this thing.
Listeners can come, though, if they want
to
come.
Do you have a partner?
What do you mean?
You assigned to, like, a...
Yeah, a pro, but it's not really... I can't... Yes and no. I still have to play my own ball. But you guys, if you're up in that area, because we're on in a lot of Northern California, just go to attpbgolf.com and there are tickets. And Eric Church is playing, Jason Bateman, Will Arnett. So it's a big deal. But again, they have real caddies and I have Eddie.
Have we talked about my fee?
We
you know,
not.
Like because there's a percentage, you know, like if you win it all,
I'll
I
tell
get,
you what,
like,
I'll give you 10% of my winnings.
That means you're not getting anything.
Hey, I give you 10% of whatever I win.
I knew it.
Thank you. Let's get going with today's show. Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. We recently moved back to the great state of Texas where football is embedded in the culture. Our town is full of team spirit.
which is a former athlete and sports fan I love. My oldest of three sons is 9. He has started to show great interest in football. He played flag football last year and is persistent about asking to play tackle football. Registration right around the corner. I'm torn. Part of me wants to allow him to play. He's a good kid, and I believe the experience will teach him a different type of discipline. Part of me is concerned about exposing him to injury, head or otherwise, and an overly competitive environment too early. How early did you start playing tackle football? I know Amy's son played tackle football last year. What advice do you have? What advice does she have? What advice does Eddie have with his four boys? Signed, an unsure mom in Liberty Hill, Texas. My answer is I started playing peewee tackle football in the fourth grade. And it was real deal. We hit full pads. You didn't hit hard because you're fourth graders. Although I felt like it. I was quarterback too.
Oh, really?
I was quarterback all the way into like eighth grade.
And then they realized you weren't that good?
And then they were like, you know what? You're too good.
Okay.
I was too good. I was still backup quarterback for a couple years. I loved playing football. It really instilled discipline in a lot of ways, showing up, best effort, being a leader, being a follower. All that happened. I think I lacked a male influence in my life because I didn't have a dad for a lot of my life. And that was what I needed at that time in my life. And I played all the way from fourth grade until I graduated high school. I do understand now, because the more data that comes out, yeah, you're taking two bodies and just slamming them together. And these bodies are getting bigger, faster, stronger all the time. Doesn't matter what age it is. Seventh graders are starting to be faster than the old version of seventh graders. 11th graders, college, NFL players are so fast and so big when they slam into each other. And I'm taking the situation last week out of it. Although that was a really bad deal.
Scary.
But I think if we had a son now that was like 11 or 12 and wanted to play, it would be worthy of a discussion based on this, because it is a real concern, but I don't know that I'm going to shut it down. Because soccer, you get a lot of concussions. I think that's the number one most concussed sport in high school is soccer. But football, you're dealing with a lot of injuries that are happening because of impact.
Sure.
But I do think that you are right to be concerned and to consider this. And I think it depends on your son as well. I don't really have a cut answer here, other than I think it's good if you do your research on CTE and how it's affecting younger and younger folks, and then come up with your own solution. But I'm not going to say that let everybody play football, because there are some risks now that we didn't know about, but it was such a big part of my life and it still remains there, that I think any team sport, if you could get them interested in another team sport, basketball, baseball, I mean, that would be great. But if he really wants to play football, I don't know how I'm going to keep somebody from playing it, honestly. Amy?
Well, I loved my son being a part of a team, like you're saying. So I love that he enjoyed football. And for my son, I didn't really have to worry. Obviously, I'm concerned about him out there on the field, but he would always hang back.
So he wouldn't want to get hit?
He was not trying to get tackled or be a part of tackles. So thankfully, I didn't have to worry. But it's a valid concern, and you could talk to the coaches.
Well, the coaches are going to say play.
Right, I know, sure. But just talk to the coaches about, know, like, hey, what are we doing in
They're
this
like,
league?
I wouldn't let my kids do it. Wait, but you're the coach.
This league to prevent injury, maybe.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're not. You're really not.
Nothing?
No, not any more than any other league, unless they're just non-contact.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, play flag.
You could, but when you get to an age, it's time to play tackle.
And nobody else plays flag?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eddie?
Yeah, you know, I played high school, middle school, and high school. I played football in middle school and high school, and I hated getting hit. Hated it. So I'm banking on my three younger kids. I know that they're going to want to play football. Two of them already play flag football. They're going to want to play tackle football. But I guarantee you, two out of the three, once they get a good hit, they're going to want to quit. And I'm banking on that because once...
He's hiring a hitman, a bigger kid coming.
I'm banking on that because once they do get hit, they're going to realize, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this like forever, like and play football and get hit and hurt. I mean, it didn't feel good. So if they really, really want to play, there's really nothing I can do about it. Like, my dad did that to me. He took things away from me that I really wanted to do, and I kind of resent him for some of that stuff.
Here's what I'm going to say. As a parent, either decision that you make, that is your decision as a parent, and it's not wrong, because both sides would tell you you're stupid and wrong. Yeah, I'd let my kid play football. What's this country going to? There's that side, and then there's the side that's like, yeah, no, literally, head injuries, up, all across the board, all ages. Because we know now what to look for. Not that they weren't happening before. We now know what the overall impact is over sometimes not even a long period of time. So you make the decision and you're good either way. And then just have a constant communication about it. Hey, being so vague, but there's just not a wrong way to do this.
Yeah.
What was that movie called that Will Smith was in?
I never watched it.
Concussion, I think, right?
Oh. Yeah, I think it was called Head Injury.
I did watch CTE. I was just going to tell her to not watch that.
Yeah, don't watch that.
Okay.
True story.
I mean, it's true.
That's a true story.
Yeah. You want to know the facts, but it'll also scare you.
Thank you. That's the mailbag. This is where we have Morgan watch a show that we used to watch when we were kids. Morgan, how old are you?
I am 29.
So we make her watch things like Seinfeld, which she only gave it a 2.5 out of 5. Mm. Back to the Future, she gave it a 4 out of 5. Wayne's World, 3.5 out of 5. So all we're doing is making her watch stuff we thought was cool just to see if it's still cool. So we made her watch Alf, which I loved Alf as a kid.
So good.
Yeah, you watched it, right?
Yeah.
Alf was the little creature from Melmac who liked to eat cats, and he lived with a family, and the whole time they didn't want me to know that they had Alf, which stands for
Alien life form.
That's it.
There you go.
Woo. Nice.
We got there.
Morgan, you watched Alf. How many episodes did you watch?
Yes, I watched 10 episodes.
And what platform is it on?
It's on Paramount Plus.
Did you have to pay for anything
Peacock.
Extra? Okay, Peacock. Okay.
It was a P.
I get confused too. Yes. What'd you think about Alf?
Well, I really liked it. I laughed a lot during the show. I thought the comedy was on par still today. Like, I still got a lot of joy out of watching it. And it was cool to see something that was obviously pretty ahead for its time doing like an alien creature. And he was really cute. Alf is a really cute little creature. But I have to say, it's as a superhero fan, it's hard to watch something that is so outdated as far as effects, and watching him like move around was not the same as watching like a Marvel show today.
Well, you know, there was a guy in that costume. There were no effects.
I know. It was weird. Like, it was so old. Like, just watching it was old. And, like, watching the spaceship come down, you could just tell how old the show was, if that makes any kind of sense.
Yeah, technology wasn't that good then, though.
Yeah.
But I don't even think they tried.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was meant to be corny, where, again, there was a little man in the costume. And then also the spaceship was just a bunch of lights, wasn't it, basically?
Yeah, and, like, it kind of, they made it look like something was happening.
So, Gordon Shumway was Alf's real name. Because Alien Life Form wasn't his name.
Right, right.
And before she gives us the review, that show was so popular in so many ways that for a while, Alf's done a couple different talk shows, meaning like late night talk shows.
He would show up.
I kind of remember.
No, he would
that.
Host them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And that there's been Alf cartoons. I mean, Alf has spun off in many ways. Morgan, what did you give Alf on the scale?
Because it made me laugh so many times, like actually out loud, I give it 3 out of 5 cats.
Hmm. Would he eat the cats on
He'd
TV?
He'd always try to be like, oh. No, he would. He never actually ate a cat. Okay. They never actually let him eat a cat because that would be mean. But he always loved to talk about how he liked to eat cats.
That's and he got funny. Suspected of eating the family cat a lot.
Mm-hmm. The guy who played Alf, who was inside the costume, died at 77 years old pretty recently. Was a really small guy. But I loved Alf. I thought it was so funny. Morgan gives it 3 out of 5.
Yep.
And it is on Peacock. If you want to watch it, which by the way, so is my show Snake in the Grass.
Yes.
If you want to go watch Snake in the Grass, just go search on Peacock. I guess search for Snake. And I think it pops up. I don't know. All right, Morgan, thank you very much.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Andrea Stepovia is a Ukrainian national, but he lives in America with his wife, Tara. And last February, he went to Ukraine to visit his mother. Well, Russia invades and he got stuck. All the borders were closed. So he hadn't seen his family in a year. Well, this past New Year's, he got to get out of Ukraine. He came home and reunited with his wife. They celebrated. And here's a clip of his wife talking about it.
I am just so grateful. Obviously, for this New Year's Eve, too, like, this is going to be the best New Year's of my life because I just can't believe this is all happening now, finally. But yes, it was the worst experience ever.
That's why I don't leave my house. I don't want to get trapped anywhere else.
Yeah. I think you're good.
No, no, no. That's why I don't leave, because something might happen. Russia might invade wherever I am, and I'll be trapped. And I don't like that.
Okay, it's possible.
What was his first name?
His name is Andrea.
I bet people think he's a woman everywhere he goes if they just see his name.
Or unless it's Andrea. I don't know.
Still, when you read it, it would look like, and I assume he's like so annoyed, but it's probably not a woman's name in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been like Andy or something. If I'd
Andre.
Came, whatever.
No, Andre's a good one.
Nah, even Andy. Andre seems a little fancy. You know? Oh, but that's a good story. Glad he's back
home.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Amy's son sent a question in for us. and he wanted Amy to ask us all. What's the situation?
Well, he got a kid's meal, and it came with his little toy or surprise. And then we just got to talking, and he was like, do adults get these? Because they're awesome. And I thought, well, no, we don't really get. We order like a combo number one, and it comes with what it comes with. We don't get anything. And he's like, well, what would you want? And it got me thinking, well, what would we want if we got kids' meals with stuff inside?
Adult meals.
Yeah.
Okay,
adult. But there was a little prize in it as well. What would you want? What's the one thing, if you got it, you'd want?
I feel like I'd appreciate a cute nail file. It has to be something that the restaurant can afford to throw in, or some dental floss.
I would want a glasses cleaner.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because
that's
so hard to keep track of. I would want one, because I wear glasses, obviously. Inside the meal, there's a good glasses cleaner. Or a phone charger.
Oh.
Damn, that'd be awesome.
Phone charger's
in
legit.
In the adult meal. Adult meal also sounds a little dirty, but it's not. But it's just the opposite of a kid's meal. What would you want in your adult meal, Eddie?
Ooh, I'd like a pack of golf balls with the logo of that place. Like, that's if it's good. Sonic, I want Sonic golf balls.
That'd be cute.
That's fun.
Yeah. Right?
Lunchbox?
Lottery tickets.
Obviously.
Why would they do that?
Well, what do you mean?
I don't know. Lottery tickets, that's works.
And maybe it's a lottery towards the restaurant. Like, you scratch it and you get a free burger.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So McDonald's used to do stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. We saw that on the documentary McMillions.
The Monopoly one?
Yeah, what?
Oh, that was, you were never going to win the grand prize.
So that McMillions, is that what it was called?
Yes.
It was all about how they did that Monopoly game for millions of dollars.
Yes.
And what was the payoff there? What did we learn? And what was the big conspiracy, or what really happened?
I don't know if you want me to ruin it, but there was people that were in charge of the game were stealing the pieces and giving it to family members, so they were cashing all the major prizes.
Dirty.
So you, us,
the How did they not track that?
They had it handcuffed in briefcases, and they were still able to trick people. They would go in the airport bathrooms.
But how did they not know if an executive's cousin wins?
No. They would give it to a cousin who would give it to the lady down the street.
There were that many people involved in it?
It was
How did they catch them?
I don't remember exactly how they caught him, but it all unraveled. Like, people started to end up dead.
What? Dead?
Yeah. It's crazy. It is such a good documentary.
So that's why we never got Boardwalk?
Yeah, the public never had a chance.
Did the public ever win any of them?
No, never.
Really? There wasn't even one, like, random.
Well, at least in the documentary, it makes it seem like they were all given to people they knew.
Dang.
It's the story of an ex-cop turned security officer who rigs the McDonald's Monopoly game promotion for a decade, stealing millions of dollars and building a vast network of co-conspirators across the U.S. Well, you know, once you start including more than two people, eventually it's going to come out.
Yeah. Sure.
They can't keep secrets.
But they got away for 10 years.
Right.
That was basically the lottery. That's what would happen in lunchboxes. In your prize, that's what would happen.
Exactly.
Eventually.
That's exactly what would happen. But McMillions, I mean, it is a great, if you have time, documentary to watch, you'll just be like, wow. Because, I mean, I remember on air, Bobby and I, when they would come out, we would go to McDonald's and buy $100 worth of just cups. We didn't want to eat food.
We didn't want the cups filled with anything. We just wanted to peel the cups off.
Just to peel them off. And I come to find out, we never had a shot.
We won like six hash browns.
Wow.
That's it. All right. Thank you, guys. There's a restaurant here in town that's been open for just decades, and they finally closed because they wanted to retire. There's a whole story locally. And so they were doing kind of a newspaper digital tribute to this restaurant that's been such a big part of town. And they were interviewing Rose Arnold, who runs the restaurant, Arnold's Country Kitchen. Just talking to her about some of the great things that's happened. And there was a story that came out in it, and I'd never heard it before, and I thought I would share it. And she said several years ago, a family member with cancer needed to get to Minnesota quickly because they had a brain tumor. And she was nervous that if they flew, that would be bad for the brain tumor because it happened so quickly. And as she was talking about it to somebody in the restaurant, the article says, a customer interrupted and said, I'll get him there. And Arnold's relative arrived in Minnesota at the hospital the next day on Jake Owen's tour bus. And so I asked him about it. He's like, yeah. He'd never talked about it, but he said he heard her talking about how did they get him to Mayo Clinic. And Jake's like, you don't have to fly him. I'll just send my driver on tour bus, and it'll take 12 hours, but you can just sleep on the bus and arrive there.
Amazing.
And that's what he did.
That's really cool.
He just said, okay, the tour bus, just say where. And the family got on the bus, and it drove them up to Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. And the guy's still alive.
Yeah.
And so
special story.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I posted it on my Instagram because I was like, I know he's not going to post this, even though it has now made the news because she was talking about it. I know he's not going to post it, but I thought that was such a cool story.
Because it happened a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it happened, what, like, I think like 10 years ago or something.
Wow.
8 years, something like that. Wow. But Jake was just sitting in the restaurant and overheard it and was like, hey, sorry to interrupt, but I can actually help you do this. I have a tour bus and the whole family can get on. You can go to sleep. You can, it'll take a little bit, but you can sleep the whole night and you'll arrive there and not have to worry about flying. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. And it's not even just that he just sent a tour bus. I mean, he that's expensive. He paid for it. I mean, it's his driver, gas. That's a thing.
Yeah.
And for him just to go, hey, I got you. I thought that was awesome. It's a really cool story. And a lot of people were, you know, commenting on my Instagram too. They had no idea because it wasn't a shared story. So I just wanted to share that because I thought it was so cool of him to do that.
Yeah.
And obviously Jake and I are friends, but I didn't know that story. And I was like, hey, dude, is this true? What if he'd been like, nah, dude, don't.
Somebody made that up.
Made up.
So, that's a different Jay Gowen.
So he told me the story about it after I had asked him and it was out there. But really cool. Just love to see that. I do want to play this from Chandler in Waco, Texas. This is a voicemail we got last night.
I noticed that Amy hasn't done a bird minute in a while. Can she do one soon and give us an update on her bird watching? Love the show. And my mom's name is Bobby, too.
Well, thank you very much, Chandler. Amy had a brief period of her time where she was fascinated with birds in general, and she hasn't done a bird minute, but let's do it here.
And now it's time for Amy's bird minute.
We've got new research from scientists at King's College in London that says seeing or hearing birds provides a feeling that's so uplifting it can last for up to 8 hours. So bird sounds are really good for our mental health.
I get annoyed when birds are yapping outside the house.
You do?
What?
Yeah.
Like, well,
yeah, there are annoying yaps. No, this is a peaceful one, but there are the ones outside the house that are like looking for food.
Yeah,
like,
those are crows.
When you go eat at a restaurant, and they're.
And that was Amy's bird.
You only got a minute. We're moving on.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Y'all took up most of it.
No, you told the
negativity.
You told the whole story. Yeah. We just commented on it.
And I'm going to be in a good mood for the next 8 hours thanks to those birds.
Okay, well, I was just going to remind people that there's bird apps. You don't have to actually go out in nature to hear the bird to get
and
the benefits.
And that was Amy's Thank Bird
you.
Minute.
I'm over it. Sorry, Amy. Thank you,
there's
Amy.
One called Urban Mind. Thank you.
Okay. Trucker Mike in Nashville left us this voicemail.
Got a morning corning for y'all. Next time you go to the fridge, make sure you knock before you open the door because there might be a salad dressing. All right, have a good one, guys.
Get it?
Yeah. Good dressing.
Here is somebody from Maine.
I just heard about Lunchbox's watch and how he got it. I hope he gets in trouble because that is literally wrong. That is taken away from a child that needs a Christmas. So, so disappointed in Lunchbox.
I think you're a little confused. He did put an angel up on a tree to where somebody would think he was a kid and they would buy him presents, which we said don't do. But nobody got that angel, thank goodness. But a listener sent him a watch, like a personal angel.
Yes, people have their story all confused. I signed up for an angel tree. No one adopted me. So some nice B-teamer mailed one to the studio and said, Merry Christmas from a B-teamer. And so it took away from no child. It was some B-teamer that listens to this show, is a big fan, I guess me, the show.
Okay, we're not fighting for it here. I'm just saying that wasn't that. But yes, we also think that was don't send Lunchbox gifts in the mail.
You absolutely can if
because
you want.
Because he's just going to beg on the air for more stuff. That's the situation that we want to avoid here.
And I think even the Angel Tree stuff, he's just such, he wants attention all the time. I think he
and it'd be cool to get adopted.
Get him a lot of
I've always wanted to be on one of those trees.
Mm-hmm. Here's, and me too.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. You get free gifts.
But I don't go do that.
That's not what it's about.
Yeah. Michelle from Florida, here you go.
I was just catching up on a podcast. Raymundo was talking about what he had done in his ears. And it's called an ear lavage. And what they took out was probably earwax that was accumulated from all the time that he cleans his ears with Q-tips and it pushes it in. I used to work for a doctor. I was a medical assistant. And I used to have to do those. And, man, the things I would take out of older people's ears.
I don't want to hear that.
It's good, though, huh, Ray?
Yeah, I mean, it's disgusting. I really don't even like talking about it. That's why I really never brought it up. Lunch is the one that brought it up. But, yeah, it is very gross but very relieving.
Okay.
But you had a whole blockage where you couldn't hear out of an ear?
Yeah, I was numb in the right side of my head for half of the vacation.
And it was all wax? Bro, what are you doing in there? Mm-hmm.
It might have been like small bugs as well, mites.
mites.
There's no telling. I mean, it was black chunks of dust, dirt, everything, grime.
In one side of your head?
Yeah. The other one was fine.
That's a lot of stuff in there.
I use Q-tips, though, so now I'm nervous. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
If you're thinking about getting a personalized license plate this year.
Don't. If you're thinking, don't.
Okay. But if you're into a vanity plate of sorts,
okay.
I've got a list of some that were rejected in 2022, so you know what's not an option.
Fart guy. F-R-T-G-U-I.
That would probably get rejected because She Mad got buns. What? Cool AF.
She Mad, though. That's funny.
I like
not
that one.
Bad.
I didn't think so either, but it got rejected.
Cool AF. What was the other one?
Cool AF.
You can't do that because the F stands for a bad word.
Mm-hmm. I mean, got buns?
Yeah, especially if you're like a bread maker.
Yes.
There we go.
Thought that.
Dude, that's funny.
This one is C-O-K-A-N-E.
Cocaine? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Again. Spelled in a weird way. You know, they were like, I got an idea to get it past them.
But your name's Kane. Mm-mm. And you have a partner named Kane. Okay. Mm-mm. All right. Someone went through old articles from 1923 to see what experts were predicting back then for 2023, because it'd be 100 years.
They did an article predicting the future?
Way back then.
Love it. Yeah. Go.
So they thought, wow, the average life expectancy will likely be 100 years old. It was only 57 back then.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's not though, right?
No, it's not. But okay. That to me is not the headline. The headline is 100 years ago, 57.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
So we
that
are
was
making
the life. Yeah, massive.
Progress.
I assume life expectancy in the States is like 77 or 78.
It was 78 and I read it kind of went down to 76.
Yeah, well, right now, as of today, somebody just died, so it went down. 77.28.
Okay, there you go. Cancer will be eradicated.
A lot of different cancers are able to be beat now because of early detection. And then also they're working on a cancer vaccine now for the first time of certain cancers I read.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, again, making progress.
Yeah.
Telepathy will exist.
Try that word again.
Is that not right?
Mm-mm, telepathy.
Why did I say it that way?
Which is
thinking
and communicating.
Wrong.
Like right now, Eddie, I'm going to send you telepathic messages. What am I saying?
Ooh, Amy really messed that word
That's
up.
That's it.
Yeah.
Telepathy.
Okay. No, it is not. Say it again, though. Telepathy.
There you go.
Struggle sometimes. And then homes won't have kitchens anymore because they thought, we're going to have all these chemical formulas that make food, and so there's going to be no need to cook.
Eat it in a pill.
Yeah. Voila. Mm-hmm. Dinner is served.
They weren't super off.
Mm, that last one's pretty bad, though.
But also,
we have kitchens.
But there are like, but there are like shakes now for a whole meal.
Yes, true. Yeah.
And also that life expectancy, 100 years, and we've gained 20. I mean, that means another 100. We could be living to 130, 140.
Wow.
We just missed it.
No, you feel, I know. I knew you were going to say that. You're so bummed that you just missed it. In Alabama, a woman named Vicky Wise, she found a bear sitting on the side of the road next to some garbage. She's like, hey, this is a totally good bear, and it could be a dog toy.
Wait, a live bear?
No, like a little stuffed
bear. We didn't say stuffed.
I was thinking real bear.
Stuffed bear. And she's like, oh, my dog could play with this. Well, there was a little piece of Velcro on the bear, so she reached inside, and she found a heart-shaped box filled with human ashes with the name Barry Freed, who supposedly passed away May 20th, 2020. And she's doing whatever she can to find the original owner of the bear so she can return the ashes. And as of this moment, the person hasn't been found. So if you knew Barry Freed.
Barry Freed.
I love it.
Barry
Freed, funny guy.
In a bear.
And probably got put it. Lunchbox, didn't one of your friends get their car broken into and their ashes stolen?
He had his father's ashes in it, and they were going to go spread them the next day. So he put them in the car the night before. Someone broke in and stole the ashes.
Oh, man.
And we went on the air with it, and I don't think he ever got them back.
Never got them back.
That's so terrible.
Oh, man. I still, when you say that, it makes me
that's
so
tough.
Sad.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Amy, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Let's take a trip back to 1968. Sharon Day is off to her high school dance in West Virginia. She's doing the twist, and she's like, oh, I lost my wallet. And here we are, 54 years later, still hadn't found it. Well, this guy Bradley Scott's doing some remodeling at the school. What's this? Finds the wallet, has pictures in it, social security card. He goes on social media, and the pictures had names on them, so he was able to look them up. Hey, I got your wallet. She got him back.
So it fell in something and just stayed forever. First of all, she needs Legacy Box to save those pictures.
She does.
And then second of all, that song you were singing, Doing the Twist.
That's from the 60s.
Is that Chubby Checker?
I don't, what was that again?
The Doing the Twist. Doing the Twist.
That's not a song, though. Yes. Do you think you're singing a song that's already known?
Yeah, that's the one they do that... Like at sporting events, they do the twist.
They do. Come on, baby, let's do the twist.
That's what I just did.
Come on, baby, let's do the twist.
What did I just say?
Do yours.
Do the twist.
Well, you kind of took it.
But yeah, how crazy is that? So he reunited her with her lost wallet. It's 54 cool. years later.
I don't understand how stuff travels in social media like that. Like, we post something and nobody sees it. But like,
but he had her name. Nobody cares about ours.
And he had her name because her social security
card. People are motivated to either help people or yell at people.
Yeah, that's true.
Those are the two things. All right, Lunchbox, good story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.